Welcome to Renew Devotionals. I'm Grace Thweet, the author of this devotional series, Cover to Cover. In this series, we're exploring the unified story of Scripture as we work our way through every book of the Bible. This is part one, where we're covering the Torah, or the first five books of the Old Testament. In this time with God and His Word today, we're studying the book of Genesis. Before beginning, would you just take a few moments to center your heart? Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 4.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness.
When I was in college, there was a professor that everyone knew and everyone really respected. You know the type, the kind of teacher where the room falls silent when they speak and where students furiously scribble down every point that's made. This professor taught a course on leadership, and here's why we trusted and respected his thoughts on the subject. We refer to this professor as the general. He had served in the military for 35 years in many leadership positions. The one that stood out to me the most was the one he held in the aftermath of 9/11. He was part of the search and rescue mission, and he played a key part in the effort to convey information to and counsel family members who were waiting to hear if their loved one had survived. The general told us a story about one day where he was in a room with many of these family members. He described the environment as tense and filled with nervous anxiety. These people didn't know if their loved ones were alive or not. Then all of a sudden, the elevator doors opened and a crew of dogs and their owners entered. The general said his first response was stress and anger. He wanted a controlled environment in such an apprehensive situation. But then he stopped. He had trained himself to slow down and observe before taking action. His mantra was, "Don't just do something, stand there." He realized these were emotional support dogs that had come to comfort the family members. He described grown men falling to their knees and embracing these dogs with tears streaming down their faces. He said children were huddling around these dogs, burying their faces in them. While the support dog effort went against his plans and personality, the general embraced it and continued to facilitate it in the future because he could see how much it helped the people. As the general told us this story, with tears in his own eyes, I remember thinking, now that is true leadership. Because of the things the general had done, because of his track record of leadership, we trusted him. I tell you this story because, like the general's history moved us to trust him, the book of Genesis serves as a testimony to what God has done, inspiring us to trust and depend on him. It begins with the description of pre-existent earth as empty, chaotic, and dark. But then we read, "God said, let there be light." Do you see what that verse is conveying? It's saying God spoke creation into existence. He brought light out of darkness, order out of chaos, simply with his words. Genesis then depicts God with his words, bringing all of creation into being. The land, the sea, the plants, the animals, and finally humanity. The first humans he created, named Adam and Eve, live in what is called the Garden of Eden. In Eden, we have a vision of how the world was created to be. Adam and Eve live in a blissful state of love and purpose and rest in a perfect relationship with their creator. But this flourishing comes to a halt when Adam and Eve rebel against God. They give in to the temptations of what Genesis calls the serpent, otherwise known as Satan. And they disobey God instead of trusting him in his authority. There's a really tragic consequence for this act of rebellion that we call the fall. Sin has now entered the world. So what is sin and why is it a big deal? Sin is disobeying God. Whenever you have the thought, God is withholding something good from me. Maybe it's God's command to not let your life be driven by ambition, where success and power are ultimate. Maybe it's God's command to not give in to the things you know are wrong to fit in with the crowd. Whenever you decide to not trust God and to go against what he's told you, you are following Adam and Eve in their pattern of sin. Sin is a big deal because it creates a state of separation in the relationship between humans and God. They don't have that same close and perfect relationship Adam and Eve originally had with God. Because of sin, the Bible describes humans as being spiritually dead. They are cut off from the source of true life, which is God. Sin also brings brokenness into the world. It doesn't just affect humanity's spiritual state. It brings things like physical suffering and death, relational strife, natural disasters. Any destruction or pain in the world is because of sin. So we start Genesis with God's beautiful, perfect creation. But it's only a few chapters before we see that this creation is corrupted. But God does not give up at this point. He is not caught off guard. He has a plan of restoration. He promises Adam and Eve that he will one day send someone who will defeat evil and death. Here's where we have another account, which is actually the ultimate account of why we can trust and depend on God. Many years later, God himself, Jesus the Son, came to earth to fulfill this promise made to Adam and Eve. The book of John says that Jesus is the Word of God. Remember, Genesis says it was God's Word that brought life to creation. So, at the creation of the world, Jesus brought light and life into the dark void of pre-creation chaos. And in coming to earth, Jesus brought light and life into the dark world of sin and death. With his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus came to restore his creation from the effects of sin. He came to restore his people and bring God's life-giving power into their hearts. Power that enables people to be in a relationship with God. Power that transforms them. Power that restores their brokenness. So we've been talking about displays of God's power here. God's power to bring creation into existence and God's power to give spiritually dead humans new life and restoration. Now I want you to pause for a second and think about the word power. What comes to mind? Maybe you thought of energy or strength or stamina. If we're being honest, aren't those things we often feel lacking in? The reality is, when we try to take control, to rely on ourselves, to change something about our lives, our power often runs out. Are you feeling discouraged or even hopeless in something you're struggling with? Maybe it's a fractured relationship with a friend or spouse or parent that feels like it will never heal. Maybe it's a personal struggle with anger or self-control or worrying, and you're so tired of not being able to change yourself. If you resonate with this feeling of discouragement, Genesis is good news for you. It reminds us to stop relying on ourselves It proclaims that God alone is the source of power. Just as he did at creation, with his word and his spirit, God can bring order out of your chaos. He can bring light into your darkness. He can renew every part of your life with his great power. Would you just take a moment to bring to God any exhaustion you might be feeling or struggle you might be facing? And whatever you're going through, I want to encourage you with the reality that you don't have to depend on yourself. You can seek God, trusting and depending on him and his power. Remember who he is and what he has done. He is the creator and the savior and the restorer of us and our world. As you listen to the upcoming worship song, use it as an opportunity to worship God for his life-giving power.
You whisper in the madness. You call my name. At the sound of your voice, all chaos fades. Almighty voice of God, I'm listening. There's power in your word, I can't help but see.
Steadfast God.